Praise be Jesus and Mary. On this Sunday, we approach the end of the Christmas season with the celebration of the solemnity of Epiphany. You know, the marvelous event and mystery of Christmas, you know, the incarnation and birth of the Son of God, would not be complete without including the mystery, you know, the event of Christ's manifestation, his epiphany, his appearance to the people. You know, first to his own people, of course, you know, the Jewish people, and then to the Gentiles, you know, to all the nations, to us. The solemnity of Epiphany refers to the triple manifestation or appearance of Christ. You know, first at Bethlehem to the Magi who came from the east. Second, his epiphany or manifestation at the baptism, you know, in the Jordan River. And third, at the wedding feast at Cana, when he revealed his divine power, you know, fully. The Eastern churches, you know, place greater emphasis on the epiphany or manifestation of Christ's baptism, whereas we in the Western Church, or the Latin Rite, we place greater emphasis, at least on this day, on the epiphany of Christ to the Magi. But we still give due consideration to the other two epiphanies on separate occasions. You know, yesterday, for example, at Holy Mass, you know, the Gospel had narrated the epiphany or manifestation of Christ at the wedding feast of Cana. And then tomorrow, we'll celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord. So for now, let us briefly, you know, consider, you know, the epiphany of Christ to the three Magi. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, you know, teaches us that the Magi, known to us according to tradition as Saints Caspar, Balthasar, and Melchior, were representatives of the pagan religions, you know, particularly those that surrounded the Jewish nation at the time, but all pagan religions in general. But they were to be the first fruits of the nations to welcome the salvation offered to all in Christ Jesus, become incarnate. As St. Paul stated in today's second reading from Ephesians chapter 3, the Gentiles, you know, all the non-Jews, are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The Magi were learned men. You could say they were something of, you know, scientists or scholars, you know, at the time, you know, but we could say more than that. They were really, you know, wise men. You know, they sought the truth, and not just the truth in a generic sense, or not just any truth, but the source of all truth, the ultimate truth, that is God. You know, God who is truth, and who became incarnate in the babe of Bethlehem. In the second chapter of his gospel, you know, St. Matthew narrates the epiphany of Christ to the three wise men. We heard that just a moment ago. And this manifestation began, you know, by means of that mysterious star, you know, indicating, you know, to the wise men, you know, that there was this newborn king of the Jews. So they followed the star until it eventually stopped over the place where the child was, the town of Bethlehem. And finding him, you know, in the arms of Mary, and of course Joseph was there too, they presented their gifts to him. They fell down prostrate and adored him. The Magi welcomed the light that came from that star, and they allowed themselves to be guided, you know, by that light to the one who could and would eventually say, "I am the light of the world." But they were also guided by another light, you know, not the light from the star from without, but a certain light, you know, from within, that is the light of faith, which enables a person, you know, to discover the whole truth revealed about God and to encounter him in a powerful way. You know, faith is a true light that enlightens our lives, and it scatters the darkness of error and confusion, of disbelief. And as you know, once we reach our heavenly homeland, the kingdom of heaven, we will need faith no longer. Faith will give way to vision. We will see God face to face as he is for all eternity. The world today can indeed boast of wonderful and amazing progress in the fields of the physical sciences and technology. And these are wonderful things indeed, blessings from our Lord. But unfortunately, it's still going through what we might call a very real dark age, as error and confusion abound in the most important areas of human life, namely in the areas of morality and of spirituality. And the world's undergoing still a severe crisis. And members of the church, we ourselves, we have to be careful because we are not immune, to that crisis that the world is experiencing. And an essential part of the remedy, to that crisis lies in, faith. That's supernatural and theological faith. A faith that gives us the complete answer to life's most pressing questions. Who am I? Who is God? Where did I come from? And where am I heading to? Especially for all eternity. The three wise men found their Messiah, King and Lord, only after an arduous and lengthy journey from the East. And for us, this is not something that we have to go through, ordinarily speaking. Our Lord is very near to all of us. In fact, wherever there is the Catholic Church, where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved in the tabernacle or in the monstrance, Jesus is there, really and truly present. The Magi adored Jesus just as he was, as a little baby, so humble, and we could say so very ordinary. We adore our Lord, really, truly, and substantially present under the form or appearance of humble and ordinary bread. As Father Francis Fernandez observes, Jesus present in the tabernacle is the same Jesus the wise men found in Mary's arms. And we sometimes forget this, the very same Jesus that we recall in these sacred mysteries from year to year. Christmas, Epiphany, it's the same Jesus we encounter every time we receive him in the Holy Communion. The Magi adored him, with reverence, devotion, faith, and love. Our adoration of Jesus Eucharistic should be no different. The Magi came with gifts, gold for the great king, incense for the Almighty God, and myrrh, for the one who would die for the redemption of the whole world. As we approach Jesus today in Holy Communion, let us present him with our own gifts, the gifts that are most beautiful and most pleasing to him, our faith, our hope, our love for him, our reverence, devotion, and adoration of him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Anos non vivere.